This was Mitch's idea to open it. What is it?
Never mind. By singer-songwriter Adele.
He's on the podcast for... He's on the podcast for 0.5 seconds.
And he can't even sing. Can't even copyright the thing.
Bro, just stop singing for 2 seconds of your life.
You're allowed to sing songs without rights.
Mitch, what are you...
Look up the law.
What are you...
That hand?
What are you wearing?
What's up?
Talk us through your fit.
So right now I'm wearing jeans that are black jeans.
Yeah.
Champion socks. I'm usually wearing my trampoline socks by Kyle Chase.
Where are the jeans from?
Oh.
Levi's. These look like Levi's.
Levi's. Okay, and then I'm wearing my Nevermind.
Merch. Yep.
My favorite sweater.
Which you can get, by the way.
You can get it at nevermindpod.com. The hoodies are unfortunately.
The hoodies are heavy and amazing. They're sold out?
The hoodies are sold out.
Are you going to do more?
Yeah, probably.
Guys, push them to do more because you don't want to skip on this deal.
Seriously, my gosh, you guys. We are here once again joined by the wickedly talented Mitch Wood.
Thank you for having me, Kyle. Amber and Noriega.
Of course, Mitchell. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
So, Mitch, tell us what brings you to town.
Well, I am actually here to like just see you guys, and I saw some friends and was doing a little reading of like this little show.
Can you talk about it or not yet? I actually cannot talk about it. Sorry.
So you brought it up, yeah, and then there was that moment where I was like, dude, can we pause? Or I guess it'd be fine. But no, I was here doing a little something, but mostly see you guys.
Aw, hi, Mitch.
Yeah, man. Here.
And
what do you say, let's just kind of get into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What
have we done this week? Like Mitch has stayed. Mitch did this thing that I love. Connor's done it too. And I don't want you to get upset with me because I'm not upset about it at all. But stop.
What?
It was this. Because Connor's done it too. And he goes, I'm going to stay for the weekend. It was six days.
No, triggered.
No, come on. It was triggered. A joke.
Veronica makes me feel like I'm approaching Satan if I need to stand out of that. I'm like,
Are you kidding me?
You're saying an extra night.
And I was like, of course. And what I do this morning, I said, I woke up and I was so happy for you, even though you cannot say that single thing, but I'm happy for you for a reason.
I know. I love you.
Okay. So don't
even. I am not.
But also.
Do not put me in the boat. I wasn't trying to pull a fast one when I said, I was like, I leave Thursday. And you're like, Thursday? Oh, so I thought you were leaving Wednesday. No, it's fine. You can stay till Thursday.
I thought you were leaving Tuesday.
No, I just thought you were
leaving Tuesday.
So not 4 days. So 5 days.
So six days.
What day did I get here?
And now you got here Friday. Here?
Listen, the way I see it, the more days
you got
the
here
merrier.
Friday, now you're leaving Thursday. And I fucking love it. I don't want you to leave.
The more days, the merrier.
Truly. I just thought it was funny. But another thing. I'm serious.
Oh.
It's our light. Hi, everybody. So we're back, everybody, with Mitch Wood. What else, Mitch Wood? What have we done this week, you guys?
We've done
a full Mitch week.
We've kind of done a lot. When I think back on it, I feel like we've actually...
Oh, let's talk about when we went to the movie.
Okay. So this is the... So we went to go see...
Were you just about to say crazy?
Okay. We went to go see.
Well, we started the day. We started the day trying to figure out what we were going to do like that.
Yeah,
we were like, I wanted to see a Broadway
show. Saturday.
Mitch did want to see a Broadway show.
And we were like, oh, okay, Saturday night. And then we were like, what if we just saw a movie?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And they're like, Kyle was like, what if we saw The Brutalist? And listen.
No, I just want to say that was actually
Veronica's idea.
Oh, Veronica's
that was actually
idea.
Me to see a 4-hour incredible film.
Three and a half.
That would be my idea. It was a 4-hour film.
Three and a half.
Well, we were there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
You were there. Would have been there longer had we got there like on time. Movie didn't start till actually 6:30.
Right.
Yeah.
The movie's supposed to start at 6. Movie didn't actually start till 6:30.
Well, because of the trailers.
Well, and the best part.
And, okay, so we get there. First off, it was already, like, there were good signs, you know? We show up right away. This woman's offering me a gift card, right? Mm-hmm. for...
I mean, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
She had to sign up.
She had to sign up for something. Already the signs are aligning. There's people making me sign up for things for a free gift card. But like, not it was free. My lucky day.
It was not free. Yes, I have to pay a little bit extra for...
Your energy bill.
My energy bill, but it was for...
Clean energy.
Yeah, it's so a good, I'm actually good cause. Saving...
Did you guys actually get it?
I got it. I can afford it, so I'm gonna and I plant 4 trees a month now because of it.
Great,
clean energy.
How do you even know that they're actually doing?
No
any
idea,
of it?
But I hope in good faith. Because Mitch, if we all thought that way, nothing would get done.
If we all thought that way, maybe this country wouldn't be filled with sheep.
I love that character.
So anyway.
Well, let me say this.
So then I sign up, right? Yes.
While you were signing up.
Well, I sign up.
Mitch and I are the concession stand. We're at the concession stand.
Yeah, you know.
And we go up. And
I go up thinking that like, I'm gonna get my popcorn and get my drink.
Yeah.
So I'll get a large popcorn. Or I was like, I'll get a regular popcorn and like a drink. And she goes, would you like to make it like large? Oh, do you have points? And then I look, turn around, Kyle. Kyle's behind me.
She said, do you have the AMC Stubbs pass?
And Kyle goes, yes, I do. I have it. And she goes, oh, great. So Kyle scans and she goes, okay, do you want to upgrade it to a large for like more?
It's free.
For like free? And I was like, oh, sure. Thinking it's like a points card. And I'm like, great. And can we get butter? And he's like, oh, Veronica doesn't like butter. And
we got to get to that.
But like, I thought this was mine.
Why would we split?
Hold on. We're missing.
Okay.
I thought it was mine. This was the one that wanted to split it with the whole
theater.
Whoa. Okay.
We are missing a key part of this. You guys need to stop talking and you guys need to let me talk for a second. Okay? Because we're missing a key part. I scan the code. She says, do you want to upgrade it to a large for free? We say yes. Then she goes, is it your birthday month? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, it's free.
Yes.
It's all free.
Yes.
And we were like, oh, okay. Which I was also planning on getting a popcorn and drink for myself. So then I was like, well, since I just used the free one,
Mitch is
just going to have to order again.
Yes.
Is what I was thinking.
Yes.
I was not assuming that we were going to all be splitting this popcorn and drink. I assumed that you would get another one because the free one.
But you went
for my birthday. I was like,
you don't think that's for you, do you? You're like, that's for us. And I was like, oh, great. And I don't know about you guys. Like, I don't love sharing. Like, if I'm at a movie theater, I want my own like popcorn. No. But this, whatever. You are right in that. Like, it obviously makes sense that it was like in that turn of events, unplanned. It became your birthday month. You got the points. It makes sense that would be yours. So yes. Again.
So then, in this,
fine.
I've now signed up. I've grabbed the cup to get a Coke. Right. So I'm getting a Coke. Then you guys come up and you've split
the popcorn.
The popcorn. That is a large popcorn.
Biggest popcorn I've ever seen.
But may I say, we haven't had dinner. Popcorn is in my top 5 favorite foods.
Did we not have dinner?
No, we didn't. We didn't have dinner. I remember I was starving. It was the night that you kept going.
Then afterwards we got to get after.
Yes. Yeah. We did not have dinner. Thank you. And I'm in the same boat. I want to have my own popcorn and I want to go ham on it. Like I want to eat.
You were like this. What is this?
Well, because it was like the smallest amount that you and I thought you and I had to share it. Like this, it was like half, like I kid you not. It was like.
I know.
Like that's not enough popcorn for me.
And well, Mitch and I wanted the butter.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So we split.
But I didn't, I was going to go get my own. I was just like, bro, like don't give me.
Well, it was game over when we walked in the theater. I see we're not even sitting next to each other. So I'm like, so we walk in for the shared popcorn moment.
We're next to each other.
No, Kyle's behind me. So I'm thinking. So I have to turn. Every time I want some popcorn, I have to turn around and go like, "Hey," and pat. Like I was no. That was it, and that was actually the beginning of the end for me. Seeing our seats, I went, "This is the sign. I don't think I can do this." I already don't have popcorn. I'm not gonna freaking.
I was gonna go buy.
I was already
popcorn,
pissed. And I was already pissed. Like, we weren't all sitting next to each other. I was like, "Who sees a movie without sitting?"
But Mitch, I was gonna go get a popcorn. And everyone was like, "You don't need a popcorn." And I was like, "Okay."
And
everyone's
like, "You don't need popcorn."
And then you pulled out a
tube. You had so much.
And then you got
the biggest.
You got hot about it.
I did because I was like,
"Guys, when I tell you it was the biggest bucket she had,
guys." And let me tell you, Mitch, I ate every single piece.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was gonna.
Where's mine?
Well, yeah, because I wanted a lot of popcorn. What's wrong with that?
Enough.
I was going to pay
this
for it.
This isn't enough.
What's wrong with that? I was going to pay for it, okay? I was going to go get my own popcorn.
We go into this theater. I'm sitting like a row in front of them.
With Michael.
Yeah, with Michael.
Me and Michael aren't sharing.
But me and Kyle, you guys can do fun stuff together? So me and Michael are sitting next. And I say, oh, so I'm just going to turn around and ask for popcorn when I want it. And that was a sign. And then suddenly I thought to myself, is this where I want to be?
And Mitch goes, I got to go.
Like, guys, 2 minutes into the movie.
No, movie hadn't started.
I'm going to the washroom. I leave my coat. I go to the washroom and I come back and watch from the back of the movie and it said Overture because that's how the movie starts.
So I had to text Mitch. I texted Mitch. I was like, movie is starting. Get back here.
And I say, I know, I'm standing at the back, whatever. I go, I got to get out of here. I can't, I know in that moment that I cannot sit through 3 hours and 45 minutes right in that moment. Like it was like a 6 p.m. I was just too much energy. I was like, I can't sit through. I'm not even sharing the pot. It was all too much. So I go in and I grab my coat and I go, I look at Veronica, I go, I have to go. I'm sorry. She grabs me. She goes, no. And I'm trying to leave. She goes,
and I could tell. What? And I
she knew I was gone.
Because I said this to Michael as we were going in the theater. I said, bringing Mitch to a 4-hour movie might be our biggest mistake.
Where did you go?
So then I walked to Times Square. I walked. We were at Union Square. Like
no, no, yeah, we were at AMC 19th Street.
Yeah, so then I walked to the subway. And I subway to Times Square. Yeah. And it's like 6:50. And I run to the theater for where maybe Happy Ending is playing. And I go in. I say, you got any cheap tickets for tonight? They go $40 standing room. I go, give it to me. I got a $40 standing room ticket. And actually I didn't sit to watch the show. And actually it's kind of the move because you can like lean and like you can also like walk around. You can watch it. You can like act like peek at your phone because there's no one behind you. So like you're not distracting. But I was standing at the back wall like watching the show. And that's it.
I also feel like
was that your nose?
That was my freaking lungs.
I also feel like when you're like standing, maybe people kind of assume that like you're a bit more important than you are. No, like you're kind of just like you're kind of just like
I think it's
popping.
I think
it's the opposite.
Because I feel like if you like step into a theater and you're kind of just like mingling around the back, people are like, "Who is that person?"
No, that's standing room. See, you're not a theater goer.
Kyle, you don't understand.
Kyle, you're just never going to get it.
But I hear what you mean. It looks like, oh, well, maybe there's the producers. But no.
Sorry.
No. It was a really good show, by the way. Darren, Chris.
So yeah, what was your review of... So anyways,
10 out of
Mitch
10.
Left the movie, didn't speak to us, then comes back and was like, I saw a Broadway play.
Most dramatic text of my life to Kyle being like, I had to get out of there, man.
He also,
I'm so sorry.
Well, you made it
that
back
actually,
to
wait,
us.
May I
You made it back to us right as the movie was over.
Right as the movie was over.
Like, as we were done, you were done.
I finished... What are you going to say?
I just want to, just a quick side, and then we'll come back to this. Speaking of that, of like being dramatic, I was at this party this weekend, and okay, I don't know if I should say this. I'm not going to say who it is, but it was at this one party. And
point.
Then this person goes, you know, and I was going to party up, two parties I was going to. First party I'm there, and this person was like, yeah, you know, I'm just like, really not feeling like, I'm just feeling like weird about the fires and whatever.
Oh no, you are?
And then, and I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, I don't know, I wasn't even speaking to them. I was in the conversation.
Okay,
and they
that's
left.
Fine.
They left, right? Like, whatever, like, do your thing. They left. They left. Kate, listen.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm not saying a word.
No, you're saying that they were saying like, I'm feeling weird. The fires are getting to me. I have to go.
Yes.
And you're going like,
so
I
then
get
they left.
It.
Yes.
Okay.
Then I go to this next party. They're there dancing on the dance floor.
Ooh.
And I was like, just don't say that. I didn't say anything. It was actually it was funny in that I was just like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I don't know this person, really. But it was just really.
So I'm gathering, is that you're insinuating that I was making up.
You were not doing that. But I'm just saying that was a whole side thing that just, I just needed to say that because that was so insane. And
I think what made you think of that was that like,
cause you were
it
like
might've
dramatic.
Felt like I was like, well, it could have read that like I had planned this whole time to like get to the movie and then like last minute go just like not say, but that would be silly. Cause you guys wouldn't care if I didn't want to go to that movie, you guys wouldn't have given a shit.
No,
but
no.
But I literally go to the show and then it finishes and I like walk to the theater. And as I walk to the front door, you guys, like I timed out right
when
you guys came out.
From what, like 42nd Street down to 19th. That's a lot of blocks. That's a lot of coverage to make.
So what was your review of the actual show?
It was so good. Beautiful. Fun. You guys should go see it.
Is Darren Criss.
Maybe Happy Ending. He's so good in it.
I
feel so bad.
Well,
the
Harry
other lead
Potter
is amazing
first.
Too. She was unreal. He was in Harry Potter. No.
No.
He wasn't in Harry Potter. He wrote Potterheads, I believe.
It's not called Potterheads.
What's it called? It is called Potterhead.
No, it's not. Pot. Very Potter musical?
Snipe.
No.
No, no, no. No, this was like, was the theater kids' dream. Like, especially like, it was on YouTube and we'd watch it.
I think it's called Potterhead.
No, it isn't.
Potterhead.
Darren Criss, he was discovered because he played Harry Potter because his like, he was in the musical theater.
A Very Potter musical.
And he played Harry Potter and then he became, and then he got on Glee.
And then he was on Glee and he was
and then he blew up. Oh my God, I remember that.
It was really good.
Wasn't there like a Ryan Murphy?
Yeah, he was in a...
But also like... I don't want to go conspiracy theories.
It was...
But there's conspiracy theories.
He was in that other show. He was in American Crime Story.
But he like...
American Horror Story.
Ryan Murphy.
American Crime Story?
Yeah, American Crime Story.
Not Horror Story?
No, there's two. Honey. American Crime Story does like shows like based on like famous crimes. They did like an O.J. Simpson one. They did one
So
on
the
like
joke
Bill
is
Clinton.
That there's going to be a Luigi one because it's always hot guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. OJ Simpson everyone says like hot. The Luigi. Ryan Murphy's going to get on that. They just did the Menendez brother, but that wasn't an American Crime Story. That was just.
That was called Monsters. That's
original.
The, no, that's Monsters.
Yeah.
Under that. And that's Jeffrey Dahmer one and.
Oh.
And that one.
Listen, Ryan
I think it's a bit too soon to do a Luigi one.
He's not, but that's the whole joke.
But there's going
You're
to
so
be
sensitive.
There is going to be a Netflix documentary in the next
the story
four
needs
months.
To,
too soon for Luigi?
No. Yeah.
Like it's unfair to Luigi.
4 months?
No, that's unfair. It's just like we need more of the story
yes,
to
yes.
unravel.
To have anything. Yeah. Well, there's already...
There's not even a case. They haven't,
well, anything. There's Diddy. Like Peacock has a Diddy documentary already.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And with I that, mean, I'm going to say episode
so 63!
Guys.
Wait, is it me?
Go ahead. But you know what it means.
What?
But you know what that means if you do. Go
no.
ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Guys, episode 63, thank you so much for subscribing. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Hit the motherfucking like notification bell. Hit the comments down below. Say something nice. We don't read the mean ones. If you're on Spotify, go ahead and hit that follow button. Share it on your Instagram story. When you do, tag at Mitch Wood. He's our awesome and wonderful guest today.
Join Patreon.
And if you want extra special bonus content, go to the Patreon link in the bio. If you guys want merchandise, please go ahead and go to nevermindpod.com for some awesome, cool merchandise. We're going to be doing some more coming up here soon, maybe around like March, I don't know. And thank you so much for supporting. And here we are in episode 63.
63.
Okay. So Mitch.
Kyle.
Well, Wood. Wait.
What's your middle name?
I was going to go, what was Patrick. Our review of Brutalist?
Oh.
Yeah. I want to hear. You guys love sure. it. Should have heard them talking about it after.
Brutalist was awesome.
Brutal.
It was awesome. It is a very epic film. It is, it's 3.5 hours, but it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like 3.5 hours.
It doesn't.
And this does.
It's just paced really well, and it keeps you in the whole time. It's very moving. It's exciting. It's fun.
And it makes
you
feel. I would not say that.
It
very
is.
Very moving, exciting,
it's
fun,
not
and it
fun.
Makes you feel.
It's but it's like fun to
it's
see.
It's fun to watch. It's,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
an enjoyable
You're like
watch.
In it. Like, you know, it's not like a fun fucking buddy comedy.
It's enthralling. It's a story of, well, you see, an architect. A story
Don't spoil
of,
it.
Well, the brutalist, it's brutalist architecture, dinky.
Brutalist.
So anyways, it's-
This is me before the popcorn. This is me when I thought the popcorn, we had to split it. This is me at maybe happy ending.
Okay. So I thought the movie was, first off, it was made for $10 million, which really blows
less,
my mind.
Less. Six.
Six?
Yes.
No fucking way.
Why? Six. Because it's like so
it's
epic.
It's so epic. Like it's- Huge. It is, they go in like- Well, I guess they filmed it in mostly Europe, so I think that really helped.
Entirely in Europe.
And but they go to well, they go whatever. There's like the build like
it's filmed in Hungary and Italy.
Yeah, well the
Hungary.
It's like the marble part was like
yeah in Italy.
But then there's like a lot of like actors and seriously like there's. That usually where
there's
is
actors
where it
in
goes.
It. There's a lot of crew. There's lights.
I think
no, but there's like a lot of characters. Like
hold on.
There's like two people.
It's like an epic, like big.
It's epic.
I think I'm wrong.
I don't.
No,
think
I don't think I'm
million.
Wrong. I could be wrong,
there's
but
no
I
way.
Think that Adrian Brody and Guy Pearce were producers on the film.
So they
in
got
which
paid
case,
less. But you
well,
can't.
They didn't have to get paid anything because their compensation is going to come from producing it and the movie doing well. Like, that's their compensation. They sort of like took stock instead of.
Do you remember when sneezing and burping got a rebrand and everyone like moved to the sneeze? Like it went to the sleeve instead of like the hand?
Oh, of course.
Remember like that era when we were younger? Where, like, it was, like,
don't cough in your hand.
And don't cough in the signs.
Is that era or is that just growing up?
No, that was a rebrand.
No, there was like an era. There was like a rebrand of like how to sneeze. And remember it was like.
Cover your cough.
Cover your cough with. Like,
yeah, because they used to go, achoo.
Yeah. I think it's so gross when people do that.
I don't think,
like,
I've never seen.
And they go like, oh.
And they wipe it on
you. I don't know when the last time I've seen that.
They wipe it all over their friend's face.
Or when you see a friend do it and you want to go like.
I've never seen anyone do that in my adult life.
You've never seen someone sneeze go like, achoo. Kyle, you've ever seen that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I see people cough like this all the time.
What?
People are out and about like this and they're like.
That's okay though, because that's a close. It's when people go like this.
No, it's still not okay. Just
or when people do this, or people do this.
All up in your hand.
And they go like, ugh.
Okay, I haven't seen that though.
That's insane.
Well, Mitch.
I haven't. It's a child. That's child's play.
That's child play.
Oh, child's play.
Ah, you lassie has never seen it. SLI. Speaking of.
Okay, Mitch, can you just hit us with a new... anyways, I loved
the movie. We loved The Brutalist.
I plan
to see it. I just, watch out, it just couldn't be that night.
It is an epic story. I don't think every... I'll say this. I don't think every movie needs to be that long. I think, the 90-minute mark. Actually, yeah, like a two-hour movie.
But, 1 hour, 45 minutes.
It's perfect.
But...
The Last
Showgirl.
And that
was fun to watch, but... and if anyone's scared, Nora's great.
I hear it's long.
It's really good. No, I didn't think it was long at all.
Long. It is long.
I didn't think it was long.
It's long. It's just a longer movie. It's not an hour 45. It's like 2:25.
Oh, well.
Did you say Islam?
What I was going to say is if anyone's scared of seeing The Brutalist and is like, that's a really long movie. There's also a 15-minute intermission. And also, guys, I see your fucking asses sitting on that couch, binging all your TV shows. It's like the same thing. So go and see it.
Am
I gonna get canceled for saying Islam?
No, you're not. The Last Showgirl is an hour 20, hour 21, the Pam Anderson movie.
Connery, cut that out.
See, but that's too short.
Hour 21.
Yeah.
It does seem very short.
That's too short to me.
Okay, so Mitch, look, everyone that's watching this, obviously, they recognize you.
Yes.
You've been on a previous episode. This is episode number.
We have brought you back. People really loved it. They want you as a third host.
Really, you were on the bonus episode. Year. So the first one that you were on was a bonus episode for the Patreon members. They know that. But the hit.
My tongue went so long.
The hit of your.
Is it okay?
Okay, that's all right. I'm not saying anything.
No,
it's okay. I'm not saying anything.
Sorry, Kyle. Are you good? Okay. Are you going to be okay? We were just actually having a nice
You guys can go ahead and talk.
No, because
I wasn't saying anything. Go ahead.
Go on, Kyle.
We're sorry. We're really sorry.
Please.
Story of my life, guys.
Some more.
Story of my life, guys.
See, but that's how I think you guys are, and you interrupt me. We all interrupt each other. I feel the exact same way that you guys talk, and I was trying to say my brutalist opinion, and then it didn't happen. So I'm sorry.
But we weren't talking over you.
Go rewind.
We weren't talking
rewind
over
you.
We got back to a different thing, and then you said, oh, actually, wait, let's talk about The Brutalist.
No, but then
oh, my
like,
gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, just stop.
Mitch.
You were right. You were wrong. We're all going to be fine.
Mitch.
Yes.
You, the hit of your episode, your last episode.
Christmas Came Early.
Was a song called Christmas Came Early.
Yes.
What I want to know, and I think everybody wants to know, it didn't, so
this was yes.
We didn't get that as a Christmas song.
We didn't because it was, last year. Because it was too late.
It was too late for it to be early.
Christmas Came Early can't come out.
In December.
When Christmas is right around the corner.
Right, you're right.
Christmas comes early in like, literally any other time of the year. So. I worked with.
Yes.
Derm, who is the amazing producer and like, what do you call him? A composer? Like just
he's
your
a composer.
Music. Yeah, he is a composer, but like, how do you call him for like that? Like you're like your music guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's the genius who puts all the tracks underneath the songs. And we worked together and he laid out a full track and there is a full version that's rough and tumble that I think it would be funny to release because it's like, but yeah, but say, yeah, Veronica.
I think. Because I have heard it. Everything's almost there. I think you should go for it like pro.
Yeah, pro.
Style.
We're going to press. That,
go to Derm's and like record it on like a proper camera. Or camera. On a microphone and like.
Get a nice iPhone camera.
And do like a music, like go as.
But the lyrics are all written and like this format is like done. It's good.
Yes, yes. This is going to be a hit. But I think you start working on this as soon as you can and get it really ready. And then you can plan out when you want to have the rollout.
I love that. It needs to come out. Maybe November 1st.
This could be your $1 billion idea.
Absolutely.
My advice.
You really need to just give it all you have, Mitchell Wood.
Christmas came early. Came early this year. It came early. No, sorry. No, it's because we were getting the beat.
I'll get it.
Christmas came early, it came early, Christmas came early, this year Christmas came early, it came early, Christmas came early, boom, boom.
So we'll save it. My advice would be, I don't know Derm's skill level with recording and engineering, but that's going to be a huge part of it is
I think he's good.
Vocal engineering. I think that if you
he can do it.
Spent money on somebody who can really get it to sound like pro. Like you go to a studio, you're in a fucking, whatever you call it, sound room. And
Billy and Finn do it in their bedroom.
That's true.
I think
Derm also sings like this.
Happy day. Whereas she goes, happy day. Oh, baby.
Which is much easier to do when you're singing very quietly, I think. Let's get that again.
Can't stop staring at the ocean.
Not good.
No, the beginning was the song.
What's that one that I love?
It was Mitch
in the crowd.
It was Mitch looking at me going, oh, like it. Okay.
She sings when she's on that mic. She's like
she's so good,
but she's also like up on it. Whereas like when you're loud, sometimes you have to like get like a little away.
I can't do it. I need to work on her.
Here we go.
Cause I don't know how to feel.
Whoa. Great song.
You and Derm are the next Billy and Finn.
I haven't seen the Barbie movie.
Me neither.
Did you see it?
What?
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
No.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Like actually fun this time. Not like brutal.
It's actually fun and like it's like a fun like it's like a fun time. It's great also. It's good.
No, it looks great. It seems
any
like
Barbie
a great
hate
movie.
Is just like it's not right.
No.
It's really good.
I'm just Ken.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see it.
Maybe lucky.
So, Mitch, I was going to ask you, do you have any other songs? You premiered basically a full album last time.
Yeah.
Is there another one?
Okay, guys. So, this think like.
I love that.
This could be Lady Gaga, maybe. It's like rock. Maybe an Adam Lambert song. Adam? This would be it.
And Adam, this is the chorus.
Because Adam does. Yeah, he watches it. So
he does.
Yeah.
Adam follows me.
Does he?
Yeah.
He watches the pod too.
Well, he's gonna. Okay. I'm gonna tag him. I love Adam Lambert.
Okay.
This would be a song for him. This is the chorus. No, I don't wanna be alone. Baby, let your dogs hear you. Baby, let me in. Baby, let me in. Crying on the streets. Begging on my knees. Singing, baby, let me in. Why won't you let me in? Crying my tears like the rain that's tumbling. While I'm alone, banging at your door, carry me home, Lord, carry me home, and baby, let me in.
Okay. I'm also.
And Derm needs to be like, down or two.
So I'm looking at
I fucking love that
because I can see the camera and what's
was
going
I not
on.
In shot?
No, you were. But Mitch, you were just going crazy, moving your hands all around, and Veronica are just sitting like this, watching you. We're just like
I'm singing. You guys are just like
they were like this. He's doing it again.
There he goes.
No, we love. I fucking love that. What?
Did you not do that last time?
No, no, we did.
What was the Dua Lipa one? Oh yeah, that's right.
Feeling disconnected. I'm never disconnected.
Oh, easily fooled. okay.
Oh, we do have an album. You have an album in your head. It's crazy.
What would it be titled?
Here's another one.
Okay. And then I want to know the title.
And this would be
album.
Our harmonies. Maybe you add harmony to this. Okay. One. I'm going to show you it the first time. And then second time we do it, add a harmony to it. Okay. So it'd be like this. So I'll go and find someone who pleases me the way you used to please. I was blinded by the love between a lover and a friend. I wanted more, but you gave me a heartbreak and I took it on the floor. And when the sun did rise again, I saw it in the scene. Was it me? So, okay. So,
yeah, yeah. Okay, ready?
So, I'll go and find someone who pleases me the way you used to please. Find someone who pleases me the way you used to please.
The way you used to, comma, please?
The way,
or the way you, or the way you used to please.
That's actually true.
So
the way you used to please, or the way you used to please.
Yeah.
It can be used for both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Man,
I like
bro,
that.
Bro, that's when you come up with that.
So
that's why we need to that's why we need to attack. Yeah. Ow, ow, ow.
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 Ow. What he just did.
Yeah, right.
I want Peter Pan donuts.
My bad, dude.
Oh my god, that sounds so good.
So bad.
They're gonna be gone.
No.
They make them all day.
Moe's.
No, Peter Pan.
But Moe's has the croissant.
Moe's has the croissant.
But Peter Pan has the coconut chocolate.
Moe's has this, guys. It's
I'm
a dipped.
That.
It's a mini croissant.
You're not eating beef.
Dipped
I'm going to
convince you. Icing. It's so fucking good, you guys.
No, no, no. I want Raising Cane's donut. I want a sugar
guys,
monster.
Guys, all this food.
Okay. So this is my other question. What would the album be? Because Kyle and I talked about this the other day of what would our book be called?
Oh, yeah.
And my question is, guys, and I want us each to answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What would your debut album be called?
Okay. Well, give me a sec, Kyle.
Okay.
Well, give me a sec. Veronica?
Give me a sec. Mitch?
It called.
It called.
It'd be called. like. Reflections. Like,
ooh, I like that. I like that.
Reflections. Or the life and times of it.
Go ahead.
Or something like the mystical magic of marvelous like, you know
wait,
what
wait,
I mean?
Wait, wait, what's the life and times of what?
And then I would go like this.
Yeah, sort of like.
Okay. And it would just be my mouth.
So you're gonna have to.
Well,
because
it would be like
mic,
a play. Yeah. It would be take on Wicked, which makes it a musical. Yeah. So I'd be like, just show lips.
What kind of hat are you wearing? This one?
A witch hat.
A witch hat. Okay, okay, okay. That's great.
Reflections.
Reflections.
Okay.
And maybe the hat is reflecting off like water, and like I can see it, and it's reflections, or reflections, or the life and times of a. Or the life and times of
you got this.
Maybe just reflections for now. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Kyle?
Shoot, I don't know, because it really depends on the album.
It'd be called usually could be called My Face.
Cause like hashtag Kyle's face. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, anything. Donuts.
I don't know. How about
why don't we come up with them for each other? What we think the album would be.
Well, I think okay, yeah.
I have one for you.
I think
hi, bro.
Huh?
What?
I really thought I did something.
If I looked into I have a note.
Oh hi,
Ohio
bro.
So it's come oh hi, bro.
Oh,
And it's kind of like this.
That is
kind of like this.
Oh,
see, oh, hi, bro.
That's more like like my YouTube channel. Like when I start like a vlog
but
channel.
But it's too far disconnected for me to connect those two things. To be
oh, hi, bro.
But I loved the.
I have
Cincinnati spelled N-A-T-T-Y, like not a bodybuilder, like Cincinnati.
Wait,
Cincinnati.
That'd be a good drag name.
Okay, this is what it is. It's Kyle's book about he became a bodybuilder, like through the years. Like
we need to watch the new Drag Race also.
Yeah.
Since I'm natty. Like natural.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it'd be like, you like this. Look at those veins. Show off your veins. Yeah, natty. That's my boy. He lifts heavy and he gets those veins.
Man, okay, what would you call?
The storm.
Because it all kind of feels like a storm.
Yeah.
The storm.
But then there's
because it all kind of feels like a storm sometimes.
I don't fucking know. What would mine be?
Where's your family from originally?
I think part of it though.
I know
comes
Poland,
from,
but where in Poland?
I don't want to say.
Part of it comes from having to like. You know, you have to like have the songs and work on the music.
Stop. What?
You know, Mitch has an album.
Should I not
head.
Say? No, then I was like, should I say? Is that a big deal? I don't know. It's small.
I understand. What's the nearest big city to you?
Wrocław. W-R-O-C-L.
Look, all I know, it has a W and it probably has a Z.
It's pronounced how again?
Wrocław.
Wrocław.
Everyone knows that you speak fluent Polish, right?
In the Polish neighborhood of Brooklyn, when we were having our AC put in, I bought it from a store that's primarily Polish owned and they came and installed it. And there was this kid who had just moved here from Poland. And I was explaining how Veronica was from Poland. I was like, yeah, she's from a city just sort of like it's near... Rocklaw, and he was like, "What?" It's like it's from Rocklaw because it's spelled W R O C L A W.
Yeah, Rocklaw.
And I was like, "Yeah, she's from Rocklaw," and he was like, "Rock? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that one is." And I show him on the map, and he just started laughing.
He's like, "Oh,
you American!"
He's like, "Oh, Wrocław."
But Wrocław, wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's not actually any language.
Just a little bit, actually.
Najlepsze.
What does that mean?
The best.
Najlepsze.
That's your album title.
When we go to Peter Pan Donuts.
Najlepsze.
Eventually.
Najlepsze. Oh, that scared the fuck out of me.
I don't fuck with those. I do not fuck. Like, that's crazy. It's been listening to everything.
Well, no, it's just someone said something that sounded like, hey,
that's
Alexa.
Crazy, which means it's constantly listening.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that. That's crazy.
Who knows what they've heard?
Surveillance.
Who?
It's like put a surveillance camera in your house.
I went to.
Crazy. We have a ring light. A
ring light. Yeah, for your auditions.
A ring light.
Ring.
Ring
a
door
ring camera.
It's called a ring doorbell.
Sorry.
A ring light is used for your audition.
Whatever.
That's
fucking,
a ring
we have
light.
A camera. We have.
Yeah, the camera's
also,
good.
Also, I'm of the I'm I understand I'm that that's wrong. But I'm of the mindset of like fucking.
Well,
what are you gonna listen to?
It.
Me pitching my screenplay and my newest TikTok. Awesome.
They might take that. It happens though. Just the other day, yesterday to Michael, I was like, "Hey, we."
And I know it's wrong.
We got this thing. There's this app that we use, and we're gonna do potentially a deal with them. And he's like, "Oh, that's great." He opens up Instagram, and the first ad that showed up on his Instagram.
Yes,
it's
that.
Great
that
every
crazy.
Time.
Yes.
Back to what we're saying. If we go to Peter Pan Donuts eventually, because they're all Polish there, I'm gonna go. Oh, najlepsze.
Okay.
Would that
like
would
that's
that
not
work?
Doesn't make that.
How
much
would I
sense?
Say like oh
no.
The best? What would I say if we're like oh awesome?
Wait, what's thank you?
You can just say super.
Super.
Yeah.
Like almost like I'm saying super in Italian accent. Super.
Yeah, basically sometimes some words are like that.
What's
yeah.
Thank you again?
Dziękuję.
Oh yeah. You could say
dziękuję.
That. Dziękuję.
That doesn't sound Polish.
Dziękuję.
It is.
I believe
I know.
You. I know. That's funny.
Dziękuję.
I thought it'd been like Alashbach.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry. I'm getting donuts. After.
Dzień dobry.
No, I think we know. I think we know.
Dzień dobry. Can we do some sort of
wait? How can we watch Drag Race, guys? We're about to.
We have to get the app again.
Fuck, but it's 30 bucks a month.
Yeah, someone
how
give
do
us,
you watch Drag Race?
Someone give us their them your sign in so
don't
they can
do
watch
that.
Drag Race.
I can't remember what it's called.
We're trying to watch it and it was $30 a month. How much is Netflix? Five?
Netflix is like 12,
it's,
probably.
It's all gone up. But in Canada, it's on just on Crave or like...
I know, but you can't do that.
I thought it was on Paramount. But it's on Paramount, but not the current season.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's premieres on... It's on MTV.
But I don't know if we can do...
No.
You need to download the MTV app.
So we'd have to watch it live, maybe.
No. You can stream it.
I think we've
it.
Tried it before.
Guys, you're in New York City. There's ways to stream RuPaul's Drag Race.
No, that's
there
what I mean.
Is,
I'm like, well, how...
There's one app.
The straight people are wondering...
There's
how
one
do you
app.
Do it?
We did it last year. We had to pay for this
I
single
said
app.
Guys, I'm sure a quick Google will help this.
No,
problem.
That's what we found out.
That's
trust.
What we found out.
It took us forever
it
to figure
was
out
like
last year.
Baloney.
You should pay for it though, because it's important.
We did it.
That's my drag race name. Baloney.
My name's Miss Alligator. The Louise that would be Michael's from Louisiana.
Alligator.
Miss Alligator.
Okay.
Mine's,
I'm the alligator wrangler. I'm in the strangler. I'm for your dangler. For your, with my chicken, I'm dangling. Come on, Ali, take a bite. Crocs and bean, but Crocs are all right.
You know,
alligator.
Yes.
We did this before, and yeah. The first thing that Veronica and I came up with, she said nail polish.
Yeah, nail polish is very good.
And the one I came up with was Rodeo Joan.
So my only critique is that you should nail, like nail polish, like a real person's name, nail polish.
I kind of like nail.
Yeah, but that's on the nose. That's like two on the nose.
Okay,
like
nail polish.
Yeah, sounds like nail polish, but could be a real
polish.
Name.
Okay.
Alligator. Okay. Sounds like alligator.
Nail.
And what's yours, Kyle?
Rodeo Joan.
I like Rodeo Joan.
What's your song? Everyone has to have their theme song. Okay, ready to go.
No, my drag name would be Linda with a Y.
Okay, go.
The first thing that I said was Rodeo Jones, and I was like, that doesn't make any sense because nothing about that is anything. But it was the first thing that came to my head when we did this.
Did somebody make that for you?
Somebody made that for us.
Who's got a nail polish?
And there's a nail polish hat too.
What?
Isn't it so sweet? In Nashville.
That's sick.
I know.
And Rodeo Jones.
Whoa. Put it on. Okay, my drag name would actually be Linda with a Y based off of my mom.
So question before you go any further, is the name Linda with a Y?
Linda with a Y.
With a.
Yeah, Linda
and,
with a Y.
And it's spelled L-Y-N-D-A or is it spelled L-I-N-D-A? And then it's just with a Y.
That could work too.
You know what I mean? Little.
Can you give us the theme song?
It's Linda with a Y, not Linda with an I. There's no I in team, but there's an I in win. And going to Walmart without a coupon or two is truly the greatest sin. I have 3 sons. They all have wives. They come home from school watching Young and the Restless or sometimes Days of Our Lives. And I like it too. How do I gotta cook that bit of it too? Lasagna or stew? I'll make a roast beef or a casserole too. Oh, but I could just do takeout. Would you guys like Chinese or sushi? I'll forget it. I'm not fucking cooking tonight.
Okay, so I gotta ask. I really
how?
Have to know. Did you?
Where?
Did you just make that up?
Parts of it.
Linda with a nine. There's no Y in team, but there's an I in win.
Yes.
This is what I have planned, and this is what I make up every time I do it.
Okay.
Linda with a nine. There's no Y in team, but there's an I in win. Something is the greatest sin. I have 3 sons. They all have wives. Something. Days of Our Lives. Because like combining like so I kind of change it like the lead up to that.
Okay. This is mine. No,
and I shop quick too. Amazon's great, but it can't beat you. Oh, hop in my car. We'll get in this. Sorry.
You ready?
Go.
Nail red. Da-da-da-da. Pink. Da-da-da-da. Blue. Da-da-da-da.
Sure.
I'll get all of them. Fuck you. Nail polish.
I'll
nail polish. I'm the pierogi of the game. Sauerkraut. Sauerkraut and cabbage are the name.
And that's sweet polish.
Yes,
there
is an upside gift in there. Give me a kiss. Oh, give me that lepsha. Oh, it's nail polish. Oh, it's nail polish.
I love your impression of Polish.
Okay, now what's yours? Mine, I think, would have to be Joan or Jones.
But okay. I think it has to be. I'm going to need some help on this one.
Yes.
Lyrically. But I have an idea for the beat. It goes, it has the same tune as like. But behind it, there's a four on the floor. So it's like. And I just need some words and
Rodeo Jones lasso, hey, got the deal in the vessel, hey, ride my horse out of it, get some cacti up with D.
Something like giddy up. Giddy up's gotta be in there.
Giddy up, and I'll go, let's go. We'll start the show. I'm a cactus, you're a cactus. Someday I'm feeling, oh, I was in the desert too long. Better than so I wrote this song. Rodeo Jones here to stay. Confident, and I'll fight all day. Let's have a shootout, bro. Let's, I'm a two to go. Financing, cause I'm not your toy. Call me the Midwest cowboy.
Midwest, I like that you threw that
in there. I like this.
You can just
I
call
like
me the Midwest
this.
Cowboy. Is Ohio Midwest?
Yeah, it is.
Get out of here with a bag of checks.
You're absolutely
what's that
slaying
food you guys are going to make tonight? What's
Skyline Chili.
Skyline Chili. But it's yeah. not, it's chili atop spaghetti.
Are you going to eat That's some right. with
us? If it's time, I'm going to see a musical.
Mitch, night. It's.
Zach's coming over to eat it. And you have to be here too.
It's a big plate of spaghetti.
Yeah.
A nice heaping amount of chili topped yeah. with.
Are you making the chili or is it in the can?
Handful of. Shredded cheddar cheese.
Are you making the chili from scratch?
No, can.
No. I'll make a chili for you guys. I love making chili. If you have spices, I'll throw in Real Housewives of Potomac and chop veggies.
I would actually fucking love
the
that.
The thing is that this about, chili is not you like your me. Standard chili.
You need like a specific
you
chili.
You can make that for me though.
Okay.
Or for us.
So.
Because I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You don't want to eat canned chili, but you want the Skyline or you don't want it?
No, but I'm down for a chili. Like I love chili, but I don't want the canned chili from Skyline.
How come?
So I don't want the canned chili from Skyline.
Why not?
So you don't want to play the heartburn.
I just want like ground beef that I buy and like just like a healthier.
Why?
And then I eat it on rice.
What if I use that ground beef you bought for lunch and I make that and instead we get donuts and then we have healthy chili for dinner?
The chili's not healthy. It's very high in sodium,
unfortunately. No, but if I make it fresh, it won't be.
Chili.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Peppers, onions, garlic too, a little seasoning for me and you.
For you, me, and you. We also have to, well, we'll talk
we
about
We have
later.
To jump into Q&A real okay. quick. So Connery, cue that Q&A music.
Oh my gosh. Let's just
Dermot,
here and then we'll do
there's only two questions.
Okay.
This is from Jem. Kyle and Veronica and Mitch. Doesn't say that, I'm just throwing that in there.
Okay.
I can't remember if this has been asked before, but I'm hoping to visit NYC for the first time this year, which has been my dream for the longest time. Aww. First time ever. What are some places that I must visit? And to Kyle specifically, what are the best coffee spots to hit? Thank you.
You start off with coffee here.
Oh, okay.
I'll have a little think.
La Cabra in either Soho or there's one in Brooklyn.
Bushwick? No, what's that one?
Say. Is really good, but that's like... Yeah.
You're going to be paying $20 for a coffee.
Same at La Cabra. Well, no, only if you get a pour over. Loveless Coffee in Bushwick is really awesome. And we really like Paloma together.
I really like Paloma.
Paloma's really good.
That's where you went this morning.
Those are going to be my recommendations. Look at that. Paloma right there. Paloma's
really
awesome.
Really cool croissants too.
And they've got some really great stuff. Must do things, just anything in New York.
A Broadway show.
A Broadway show, for sure.
It's not overhyped. It's worth it.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
As someone who's not even that crazy of a Broadway...
I have a Broadway show with me tonight.
Person? It's a must.
I gotta do anything else.
Anything else. I feel like Broadway. But I just live
it's
here.
It's worth it. It's not overhyped. Come with me tonight. I gotta do anything else.
I live here and I've gone a few... Like, I've been going to a lot of shows recently.
Saw The Notebook a year ago.
I guess advice, for that,
buy
tickets in advance.
Rubbish.
Yeah? Are they cheaper in advance if like...
Because
we were looking
the
other
day. You're asking the wrong person. I like to go to the box office and just do it like straight there.
Yeah.
And usually you can talk to them and like see what they have. Maybe some last minute cancellations, some rush tickets. That's how I do it. I go right to the box office.
Okay.
TKTS is also great in Times Square. There's a line though. I just like going to the source.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Straight to the theater.
See a Broadway musical. See Wicked on Broadway because it's the hottest movie.
Yes.
And it's just also...
It's awesome.
An incredible show.
We know this.
It's awesome.
But
what else is a must?
What about food?
So much food.
A must in New York City.
A lot of people miss Brooklyn, but come to Brooklyn and... Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, a lot of people just stick in Manhattan.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yes. If you visit New York City, I learned this. Brooklyn Heights. This is the first time my trip, like, last year in March was, like, really spent, like, most of my time in Brooklyn. And it's, like, a different world in a cool way. It's still New York City.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, when I first came to New York, I would just, like, stick in Manhattan, Hell's Kitchen, like, and you think that's all it is, but...
Yeah.
If you go to, like...
Williamsburg, I really love.
I honestly think...
There's a restaurant called The Crocodile.
Oh, yeah. We went there. That's where we went with Hannah and
really good.
Yep. It's really good in Williamsburg.
Yeah. I do think it's not overrated to do the top of the Empire State Building.
I haven't done that yet.
I think that that's a really cool experience.
What about doing the new World Trade Center? They have an observation deck too now.
It's
even taller.
I haven't been there. There's also the Edge and all that stuff.
Go to Brooklyn Heights.
I just like the history of the Empire State Building.
Brooklyn Heights. Go walk around Brooklyn Heights and just like see... How beautiful it is. The cobblestone and like really cool, like history. There's like a haunted hotel that has these flashing lights and like people are, it's really spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Also, depending on when you come, I did this thing in the summer a couple of years ago where you can rent electric scooters and take them into Central Park and ride the loop of Central Park. I realized that I had only ever been to like one small corner of Central Park, you really see how big
it's
it
so
is.
So big.
When you go all the way around that.
Or you get a city bike. I've done the electric bike. That's also fun.
I have a new vision of, I want to go to the Met, any museums, I want to go to the Met by myself and just like really take a day and have like a self day and like reflect and like write some goals, write some ideas. And like, that's my, I recommend that as well.
You know what's crazy?
I haven't done that, but that's my goal of this year.
A full day at the Met isn't enough to see everything. It's that big of a museum.
And I love that. Okay, let's give some people to thank.
No, next question.
Next question.
Museum of Natural History is really fun too. Remember
yeah,
we went?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I love yeah, that yeah. one too, yeah.
This is from Pimo. One of the things I look forward to around December/January are all the actors on actors and director roundtables. Do you guys like watching them and find it helpful/inspiring to watch them? Loved the actors on actors bit.
Yes, I actually do. I'm like a sucker for those. Like that's usually what I watch when I do my makeup or day. I love vlogs. I love vlogs on YouTube, but I do like those, especially around Oscar time.
Yeah.
And I watched the women's one recently with, all the actresses and all the actresses ever of this year. And yeah, it's really, I like it. Do you guys like them?
Yeah, I do. I have a question.
I don't mess it.
You don't mess with that.
Do they?
I only watch like Real Housewives. This is the truth.
Do they only? Do they only do like for actors on actors? Is it always
men and women?
A man and a man. No. There's sometimes.
Okay.
I was gonna say because when I was thinking about
but
it,
but
right
the round
now,
tables are.
Don't you find that they're all the same? The actors and it's just people being like, yeah.
Well, they talk about the specific. Projects.
You doing?
You want a round
table? Let's just do it. Let's do it. Yeah. This is what it's like. We all see. We can all do it because it's like that. It's like this.
It is, but okay.
So this is.
I think that anyone who says that acting is going to be as an easy job hasn't really done it because I still get insecure. Do you get insecure?
Of course I do. It's more of a. And I say this like it's not. We're not like saving lives. You know what I mean? We're not, by any means. We're not. Well. Yes and no, but we're also just kind of giving our creativity and it's play. It's play. Yeah. It's where I find joy. It's where I find it's work.
But it's also work. It's also work.
Important work. But anyways.
What do you think, Romeo?
Well, you know, I just wanted to, this film I was just in was one of the first. So for me to be sitting across the table from, you know, the Patrick Glasscastle and Cynthia is quite, for me, it's humbling. And
well, it's an honor to be in front of an up and comer. You inspire me too. You know, I think I've done it all, but you can't, you inspire me as well.
That. You just can't. you know, I wanted to ask you when you were working on, when you were working on, you know, your recent film, The Genes.
Hard film. Exhausting.
It seems like it. And
phenomenal work.
Exhausting.
I want to know, you know, how exactly do you get into the role? Because what you're playing such a form.
Yeah. Especially with a movie like The Gene. So I met with Marty like a couple weeks before we started shooting. And he talked to me. He really wanted me to make it as authentic as possible without going into the world of like alien AI robot territory. More like, how am I going to find this? Because the film obviously focuses around like a gene that is released from a lab and the subsequent transformation that I have to take. And I feel like we all have those alter egos or the kind of demon inside us we can let out. It's about kind of allowing it to happen. So there's no kind of preparation. It's more about relaxing and being
open. It's reminded
me
of my experience with Open Roads.
Mm-hmm. Where great film.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Seriously beautiful.
Even
piece.
If no one saw it, I hope they do. I hope they do.
Everyone has seen that.
Thank you.
My sisters have seen it. My mom has seen it. Yeah. Everyone has seen that.
If no one sees it, I am proud of the work that we did as a cast.
It's not about everyone
seeing.
It's about you getting fulfilled.
And you're up. And I forgot, as a young actor and then coming up in the early 2000s, I was lost. Mm-hmm. I was a young person, completely lost.
A young buck. Well, it's the life of the actor. Yeah. And that's what we all have to experience, right? But I'm proud. Anyways, thank you all for doing this.
Of course.
Awesome. I'll see you on set.
Let's hope.
Say doctors.
Now, everybody.
Okay.
We have some people to thank. So let's, Connery, cue the music.
A lot of improv today, huh, guys?
Hey, what are you talking about? You two? I said you separate in yourselves.
Listen, Master, I told you that. I ain't going anywhere without Finn Bruce.
And I, of course, am Sarah Dahlstrom. And I am not going away anywhere with... Wait. Okay.
So we're going to start over? Okay.
Give us a new walk.
You leave that in.
Yeah, leave this in.
You two? Sorry to bother, if I may. I'm lost on my way, and I can't seem to find the nearest portalette.
The portalette... Wait a tick. Are you Finn Bruce?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you were in that movie with Sarah Dahlstrom.
Yes, the movie with Sarah Dahlstrom. And, of course, Hayden Coon and Eric Burke and Adrian Dubicki.
Oh, yes. And isn't your biggest fan Katie Chase?
Yes.
She has a whole fan page for you. I follow her in the blog. Yes.
Hey, tell me. I'm sorry. I don't ever find people that...
I'm Erin Ruggiero, and this is Ashlyn. And we, of course, are Bad Sick.
Oh, yes. You're a band of sorts, or what?
Yes, Martin LeGrand.
Or a Carlotta Darsenberg, if you would. Or a Daniel Bernard. Marta, we saw a Diana Kreisman, perhaps.
Sorry. Really... Can you get me some hot sauce, Hayley?
Thank you.
That's me, mate.
Kelly Beach? Can I get a water, too?
Hey, I'm a personal assistant.
Listen, I've really got to use the bathroom. Can you just... tell me where to go.
It's on Street Sophie Kronkowski, next to Hyman Riley.
And you're going
to
pass Bellstone?
Up Laura Strelitz, down Jack Blore.
And Ali, what did Andre Sanchez say about the bathroom down there?
He's a Mia Babadia.
Ah, right. Yes.
Sorry. This is all a bit cocoa to me.
Do you have a Willy one of one?
Yeah. Oh, you're really pulling a Hannah Newsom here, aren't you?
Yes. Well, you see, here's the thing. My sister, Emily Faith, she lives just down the way, and I'm just visiting in town, and, you know, she's with her friends, She's with her friends, Mackenzie, and Bright-Eyed Brunette Bombshell.
Is she still friends with that
stinky elf.
She is.
Maggie Morone.
Oh, yeah.
Josiah, so anyway, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here with me mate, Antonio Mora, and, you know, we're just sort of trying to find our way around. We heard Peyton Flesh was maybe playing in town. We heard
Troy and Haley Coleslaw.
Yes, of course. We were thinking, you know, how might we find ourselves for some tickets?
Well, Danny, many people like to go down to the
Adriana.
Box office.
Yes.
Yeah, Adriana IAA.
And DJ
You the best.
Right.
The DJ Cargo Stickers Girls. Well, okay. You the best.
Oh.
What? Is it Jamie? McPentagon.
The McPentagon's calling.
Oh, no.
Haley Nelson has found Vincent S.
Where?
Near the Betsy Bank, Ruby, Veronica, and Kyle are best friends, haha.
Give me that.
That's not funny.
Here, talk to them.
Taylor Lanier, Matthew Vanderput, Luke Sin, what are you all doing together?
Hello? Sorry. Oh, Megan Gooby, I'm not sure who that is. Perhaps you could ask...
It's Ava Eastberg.
Oh, Ava Eastberg. Okay, Ava Eastberg. Sorry, I must hang up.
Thank God. Now yeah, let's cut the accent. Now that we know our truth, let's figure out
what we're going to do with you.
You are to tell me that once your accents have gone away, I suddenly see you for who you really are. You are Taylor Rydberg, and you are Leah Shirley.
Yes.
Michael McKitty.
Lauren Barr.
We always knew that you'd be a
Bobby Booby Goods coloring books. Cat girl in a cat world.
Cat girl in a dog world. Kind of queen. Linda Davis was right about you. Mandy Katz is not your agent, and it seemed the dream should have been the one.
Maddie Dorsey. Oh, she would always say that. Elsie Belsie and Fantasy Camp. I'm Louise Sarah Schwartz was up your
ass. You two are two sleeposaurus Rex if I've ever seen them. And I'll tell you what. I'll have Sharon come down here right now, and she'll bring Cole B, and she will turn you into a Mandy and Livy situation.
No,
yes, she will.
No,
Charlie McCarthy! Coley Smalls!
Be gone, fools.
And
what you don't know, one more. I need to introduce.
Yes.
Is that I carry a power. Now... This magic is not something to be laughed at, but the magic is real. And I can use it at any time! I have telekinesis, I control your body, and I can even do it to your heart! Don't mess with me, boy! Or come out with me powers whenever I can rest!
Now, are you going to listen? Are you going to... What happened to you, sister?
Ever since you got your freezing power, you thought you were the stronger one.
Because I am. And I always will be. Never forget that.
And scene.
What's just happened? I want donuts.
Thank you guys so much. This is episode 63. We have Mitch Wood at Mitch Wood _, I think, right?
Yes, Mitch Wood_.
Hit the comment, subscribe, like, and all of that.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching.
Now!